Have you had any good invitations lately? Well, let me extend one to you right now. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Here's the invitation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that a great invitation? It is found in the Word of God, Matthew the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 29. And let's admit it, all of us have been weary from bearing heavy burdens every now and then. Burdens on the job, in the home, family, relationships, friendships, excess demands, crises, and challenges in all of our lives. And here comes Jesus offering to lighten our burdens. What a great invitation. This is the only time in all of the scripture when Jesus directly invites us to receive relief from the heaviness of our burdens by taking on the yoke of discipleship in his name. In the Old Testament, the image of a yoke was commonly used to represent servitude and obedience. It was a large wooden collar used to connect two animals of labor together, especially the oxen. And so the rabbis of Jesus' day often spoke of the yoke of the law or the yoke of the commandments. This meant that one should take on the laws of a legalistic religion just as one would take on a yoke and wear them as a part of your wardrobe. Jesus uses the same image of wearing a yoke as if it bound one to something, but this time it is to bind us to the yoke of God's grace in Christ Jesus instead of the yoke of strict obedience to the law. This invitation could only come from one source, according to Canon Dick Brown, only from the incarnate God, from Christ himself. Jesus's invitation is, come to me, not to a book, not to a set of laws, not to a set of behavior prescriptions, but come to me, says Jesus. St. Augustine said that he found no such invitation anywhere else. When Jesus says his yoke is easy and not burdensome, he doesn't mean that life will be easy. It would always be blue skies. Life is a bowl of cherries. The sun will always shine and you will be burden free. He is not saying his yoke leads to a life of comfort and ease all the time. The rest that is promised is not a vacation. For the root word for vacation is the same words for vacant and vacuum. In other words, emptiness. The rest and relief offered by Jesus is the Sabbath rest, the rest that only God can give, the rest that comes from the presence of God in our lives. It is an invitation too good to pass up. Here it is. Come, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, receive this invitation. It's an invitation to receive spiritual food and strength through the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.